I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 13th, 2026. Nearly a month after he was first hospitalized, Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell's office released a photo yesterday and a statement attributed to him about his health. Hannah Saad has more.
In a statement, McConnell says he was taken to the hospital in mid-June after he fell at his home and was, quote, briefly unconscious. McConnell says he then developed what he called a mild case of pneumonia. The photo his office released shows the senator sitting by his wife, Elaine Chao, as he's holding what appears to be Sunday's print edition of the Washington Post sports section. The statement comes after numerous officials, including Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, called on McConnell to give an update amid growing concerns about his health status. McConnell says he's been moved from a hospital to a rehabilitation center, where he will continue physical therapy. He's not returning to the Senate floor yet, but says he's staying up to date on legislative business. I'm Hannah Saad in Paducah.
A 3-2 vote of the Bergen City Council advanced an ordinance Thursday to annex Mercer County farmland for a proposed data center. The proposed annexation would double the size of the tiny city and allow developers to bypass county zoning laws. Attending the meeting in opposition was Billy Rankin, the president of Shaker Village. He says the historical site would be just 2 miles from the data center property.
It certainly gives the appearance of the developer or the people that are making the most profit off of this being the drivers rather than the voters and the community members here.
The council approved a motion to take up final passage of the ordinance in just 10 days. The Richmond residence, where 2 people died in a flash flood late last month, flooded previously, city records show. Curtis Tate has more.
In an August 2012 incident, firefighters conducted a water rescue to look for 2 missing people in the basement at 306 University Drive. They were later found safe. The latest incident, on June 27th, turned deadly after a storm dumped several inches of rain on parts of Madison County in just a few hours, flooding the basement of the home again. Patricia Beck, 51, and John Powell, 57, were pronounced dead by the Madison County coroner. Reports from that office indicate they drowned. The details of the 2012 attempted rescue and the fatal flood last month were obtained by WEKU through various Kentucky Open Records Act requests. The basement of the property is divided into 5 apartments, city records show. There is only 1 way in and 1 way out with no access to the upper floors. Open records requests to the city produce no inspection reports, certificates of occupancy, or construction permits for 306 University Drive. David Stumbo, an associate professor in the School of Safety, Security, and Emergency Management at Eastern Kentucky University, says small rental properties can fall through cracks in the code.
With the building codes and the life safety codes, it's tricky when you get into these grandfathering situations. So if that basement was split up into multi-units in the 50s or 60s or whatever, there may not have been any sort of permit required for that at the time.
County property tax records show the owner, Joseph Van Fleet, bought the house in 2022. Attempts to reach Van Fleet by phone and email were not successful. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
London Mayor Randall Weddle resigned Friday amid several court battles. The London City Council already removed Weddle last year, but a circuit judge overturned it. Then, Friday morning, an appellate court ruled the judge erred and reinstated Weddle's removal. Weddle then quickly resigned via a letter to the City Council he posted on Facebook. He wrote that he had hoped for a different outcome, but respects the rule of law and is looking to the future. Weddle still faces felony charges for allegedly making illegal contributions to the Kentucky Democratic Party and Governor Andy Beshear's campaign. Learn more at WEKU.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.